Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. For this Friday in Ordinary Time, Proper 11 in the church calendar. We'd love to pray for you if you go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We will do just that. A special announcement, Monday, July 31st at 8:30 Central. I'll be going live in our new Facebook group, the Prayer and Worship Facebook group, telling all about the guitar the Lord provided for me with the help of everyone's sacrifice during the summer giving campaign. And they're sowing into this ministry. I can't wait to tell you this story. Join us there, benwardmusic.com/Facebook. It's also a great place to share prayer requests, to find out what's going on. I've been posting the music from the episodes there, so join us if you would. We look forward to it. Monday, July 31st, 2023, 8:30 Central Time.
Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, set my feet upon the rock. Now I know I love you, I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, you set my feet upon the rock. Now I know I love you, I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, set my feet upon the rock. Now I know I love you, I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Oh, lover of my soul, You're the lover of my soul. No one loves me like you do. You're the lover of my soul. You're the lover of my soul. No one loves me like you do, Lord. So perfect, so unchanging. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Jesus, lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You're taking me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon the rock. Now I
you, Lord. You set our feet upon the rock even this morning, God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We honor you today. We love you, Lord. Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me, for troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May all who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say the Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay. Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Arrogant foes are attacking me. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. People without regard for God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil recoil on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foe.
All my enemies, you deliver me, God. You deliver me, no one else can deliver me. You deliver me, God. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Our scripture lesson is Acts 15, 12 through 21. The whole assembly became silent as they listened to Barnabas and Paul telling about the signs and wonders God had done among the Gentiles through them. When they finished, James spoke up. "Brothers," he said, "listen to me. Simon has described to us how God first intervened to choose a people for his name from the Gentiles. The words of the prophets are in agreement with this, as it is written, 'After this I will return and rebuild David's fallen tent. Its ruins I will rebuild and I will restore it, that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord. Even all the Gentiles who bear my name,' says the Lord, 'who does these things, things known from long ago.' It is my judgment, therefore, that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God. Instead, we should write to them, telling them to abstain from food polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from the meat of strangled animals, and from blood. For the law of Moses has been preached in every city from the earliest times, and is read in the synagogues on every Sabbath."
This is the word. The Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively this Friday in ordinary time, proper 11 in the church calendar. Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, You know our necessities before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness and mercifully give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not, and for our blindness we cannot ask. Through the worthiness of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
You worthy, Lord, you worthy. Oh, Jesus, you are worthy. Jesus, you are worthy. Jesus, you are worthy.
I'm going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give us prompts. I'll continue to play as always. Just pray specifically, by name, with boldness, before the throne of your Father, the throne of grace. Let's begin with our own hearts, joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Lay it all before the Lord. He cares for you. His yoke is easy and his burden is light.
We are yours, and you are ours, God.
Let's pray for our families, our immediate families, our extended families, wherever the Lord has placed you, whatever it means in your life today, whatever that looks like. Just pray for those closest to you today. Pray for friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, just say their names, lift them up. You may not know all the details of what they're going through, but God does. He does.
We are yours, you are ours, oh God.
Let's pray for our enemies now. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies, to bless those who curse us. It changes us, it changes them, it changes the circumstance. Nothing is impossible for God.
We are yours, and you are ours, oh God.
today, let's pray specifically for our governments, our local governments, our state, national, even the world, whatever you are prompted to pray for, specific leaders, specific governments, specific programs. Lord, we do. We pray for those in authority. We pray that you would bless them and give them wisdom. That they would lead with compassion. Help them, Lord, even those that do not call you Father. Help them, God. We pray that they would treat the least of these with your compassion, even when they don't know how or don't know why. Move their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Your feet are set upon a rock today. Stand firm. Thank you for praying with me this week. Let's pray together again on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend of hopefully rest, worship, gathering together. Remember, Monday, July 31st, 8:30 p.m. Central, we will have a Facebook Live in the Facebook group, benwardmusic.com/Facebook, and I'll tell you all about how the Lord provided this guitar and how you played such a big part in that. Bye-bye.